AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Anora picked up some big trophies at the Academy Awards last night. Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress for Mikey Madison.
We went off and just made this weird, crazy movie and had fun and poured our hearts into it.
If you never heard of Anora, you're not alone. It only made about $6 million at the box office and is the story of a strip club worker who marries the son of a Russian oligarch. Sean Baker won for Best Director for Anora and pointed out his movie was going up against movies with bigger budgets like Wicked and Dune Part 2.
When we're actually able to do that, get into the same room as other films such as Wicked, a wonderful movie, but a totally different type of film from ours. It means that we're doing something right.
The Oscars, for the most part, steered clear of politics. Presenter Daryl Hannah announced simply, Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine.
The real total badasses.
Sebastian Stan was nominated for his role as a young Donald Trump in The Apprentice. The Oscars also paid tribute to crews who battled deadly wildfires around Los Angeles. Crews are battling wildfires on the East Coast in North and South Carolina amid dry conditions and gusty winds as people were forced to evacuate in some areas. Ukraine is looking to Europe for the next step against Russia after tensions at the White House last week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended President Trump, saying Russia and Ukraine need to start talking.
Maybe their claims or what they want, their demands will be unreasonable. We don't know, but we have to bring them to the table.
Rubio was on ABC's This Week. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says government spending could be separated from gross domestic product reports in response to questions about whether the spending cuts pushed by Elon Musk could possibly cause an economic downturn. This is AP News. There is a crackdown on scams in Myanmar.
More than 7,000 people from across the world have been held in Mayawadi in Myanmar as they await a return home. 84 Indonesians freed from the scam centers arrived in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, late Friday. Aid worker Amy Miller, who's based in the Thai town Mae Sot, believes the Thai authorities are doing the best they can, but the sheer number of the workers has been overwhelming.
We're looking at numbers in the thousands. The ability to get them to over to Thailand and process them and house them and feed them would be impossible for most governments.
The 7,000 are just a small part of the hundreds of thousands of people from across Southeast Asia working to commit scams through false romances, bogus investment pitches, and illegal gambling schemes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.